I have to admit to the fact that I've had this dream for a long time. I wrote this song back in, I got to Nashville in 1969 and struggling around, which was the same year that Bob Dylan made Nashville Skyline, the record here. And I went, Jesus, that's good. And there wasn't much happening in my world in those days, but I just looked around and I started listening to the things. And at one point, I was working in Atlanta, Georgia, and in a little club called the Bistro down there, but I was in a Marriott hotel. It was late in the evening or early in the morning, whichever way you depict that. So about 4 o'clock, there was a salesman. Let's just say he'd been a bit overserved at the bar, and a lady of the evening, and it was quite a little passion play that never had any passion as a part of it, which was a great inspiration for this song, because I thought, I haven't had much luck in Nashville, and because, you know, I don't know quite how to write these country songs, but I watched this couple and I said, I'm going to write a country song that nobody has any chance of not knowing what the hell is going on in this song. So, you know where I'm going here, right? Okay. Anyway, this song was a big jukebox hit, but the Mafia owned the jukeboxes, and I never made any money on that. And but it still caught on with some people that I was amazed by. Great songwriter, inspirational people of mine, from Glenn Sutton to John D. Loudermilk to Harlan Howard, liked this song. They said, that's the best country song ever, because you left no doubt in anybody's mind. I said, but nobody's fucking playing it. So you guys are making mailbox money. I'm out here trying to get a job. So anyway, I'd have these dreams about, then I got a real job working for Billboard magazine, and I covered the Grand Ole Opry on Friday night. And that was an interesting classroom, let me tell you. And so I just studied the Opry, and I studied the announcers, and I loved the whole thing. And I'd have these dreams, because I always made fun of this song, because it was a funny song. But in my dream, I'm on the Opry stage, and I'm singing it like it should be sung as a real love song. So you shall be the judge of my decision. So. I don't know if I'll ever make it onto the Opry stage. It'd be good. This could take the whole thing away, but hell, I'm going there. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Barney, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw?
Why don't we get drunk and screw?
I'll ask one more time.
Why don't we get drunk and screw?
What if I took you to Hawaii? And then they throw me out of the Opry, and the dream was over.